CliffCentral.com.
No borders. Now that's how you start a damn show, homie. Snap! It's the immigrants. The show is called No Borders. How y'all doing, man? Palisa, thank you very much, man. That production, like, we should be in Hollywood. You know what I mean? We should be in Hollywood. One thing about the immigrants is we do extra everything extravagantly. Everything is just extraordinary about us. Ain't nothing is mediocre. I hate mediocre. You know what I mean? So I shop in H&M. I'm broke like that. But when I put it on, it looks like Billionaire Boys Club. I swear to God. Like, everything we do is out of this world. Like, you can ask my exes. They all hate me. They all think I'm a douchebag. But they'll tell you the sex was astronomical.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going there.
I'm just saying. You know, they'll be like, yeah, that. They're probably nodding their heads right now. Like, that dude, he's kind of right. He's kind of right. I can't. And, like, so to kick off this show, you know, I can't even explain how excited I am about this opportunity. You know, just a little bit of background. The show used to be called Zim Conversations, hosted by KF and Kamu. You know, we call ourselves the immigrants. And we felt like, you know, it was a bit stifling. We love our country, but we love Africa even more. Because we're one, and most of the borders that are on our continent are artificial. You know what I mean? Like, they never existed. We had little villages, you know what I mean? But, like, there weren't any actual borders. Just like, okay, if you cross there, you're getting into his territory. Yeah. Just make sure you say what's up when you, you know, when you're passing by. So, you know, we decided to call our show No Borders and expand into the rest of Africa. You know, make this conversation more about Pan-Africanism, bring conversations to the table where we're joining countries. Because Africans, we don't do things together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, for real. Like, we really don't do things together. Like, the minute an African, do you not just love that backtrack? I feel like I'm a king. I need a throne.
Some James Bond.
No, for real. No. This is coming to America. You know when the king was coming when he was getting to New York? Coming to get his man. I feel like a king
with
right
the
now.
Roses
like,
in the floor.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, no one said you guys just start talking. It's me right now. Hold up. Just listen. So anyway. So I was saying, yeah, so I mean, we decided to. But you know what? The first time you get a passport, 2 days later, a brother's at the American Embassy doing that interview. And he's been watching Cartoon Network the whole day trying to pull on the accent. Like, yeah, I would like to go to America. You know what I mean? We're really good at the accents. Ain't none of y'all been to the pyramids? Who been to the pyramids here?
I haven't.
I didn't say answered like that. It was a rhetorical question. Like, you guys can't talk yet.
Damn.
But anyway, ain't nobody been to the pyramids, to Kilimanjaro. You know, you go to the Amazons in the States, but you won't go to the forests of Congo. You know what I mean? Okay, don't go to the forests of Congo. You mess around with them Kadogos. Until he's okay, you're allowed to speak. No, you know what a Kadogo is?
No, I don't.
But you're half Congolese, right?
I am.
Yeah. Kadogos are child soldiers. Don't mess with those little mother.
In what language is that?
I don't know. I think it's Lingala.
Oh, nice.
My friends, a lot of my friends from... You see, I travel in Africa,
yeah,
man.
I can see.
No, I just had friends. Yeah, man. So like I said, you know, we do things extraordinarily. Extravagantly. So I decided, you know what, our first show, we're gonna have each and every, okay, I tried to get as many African nationalities into the studio, but you see, Africans being Africans, this is why we've got the show, to try and bring each other together, but they will not come. So there was a girl called Binta, who's half Gambian and half Norwegian, had to be a Western mix. She was supposed to come to, but apparently she got sick at the last minute. She has to fly out the country tomorrow. That must be the Norwegian in her. You know what I mean? You're like, let's stay as far away from them as possible. I got my boy, Ayo. Actually, it's Ayo. But because, you know, we know nothing about Nigeria. We got my boy, Ayo, from Nigeria. Ayo, just want to introduce yourself real quick.
Ayo from Lagos. Nigerian, born and bred. Studying at vets. Doctorate in chemical engineering.
Hey, get out of here, dog. Are you buying that degree? Because I know y'all Nigerians.
Nah, not this one. You wish you could buy this one.
Snap, that's crazy. And then we've got Tools. Okay, Tuliza. Tuliza is half Congolese, half Burundian, right?
I am.
That is flipping awesome. So we got two nationalities in one. Thank you very much. Give us some legitimacy on the show. Tuliza, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tuliza. I have a show. I'm just going to punt my show for a little bit.
Wow! Hey, man.
African like that.
I guess this is why we have the show then, for you to market yourself. Snap! On the first show, Tools?
That's
listen.
For real though?
It's a hustle. It's a hustle.
And with my soundtrack playing in the background.
But that's why it's perfect. Listen, thank you for playing us in. So I've got a show on the station called The Maid Sessions with my co-host Bali. But on other days, I'm a practicing architect and lecturer.
Yo, I'm thinking of building a house soon in the village. You want to do that for free?
Come on. It's basically what everyone asks me.
Well, that's Pan-Africanism.
I can't build everything
for
free.
You reap what you have sowed later in life. You know, one day I might make $10 and give you a half of a dollar. And actually, Pastor, can we get Mbali's mic on? Because we actually have no South African representation. We might get kicked out of the country.
No.
We actually haven't destroyed the borders yet. You know what I mean? We got to pay homage.
Yo. How nice of you. How very kind.
Hey, Ambali's got that kind of voice.
What kind of voice is that?
That kind of voice.
White
what
people.
Does that mean?
White people voice.
Model all my homies. Hey, blah.
White people voice.
Blah, I know you're listening right now.
Who are you?
Prayer Soul, I know you're listening right now. Text me. Text me what you think about Mbali's voice and I'll read it out.
What? I have no idea how to take this. Are you insulting me?
No,
my country?
No, that's not. Oh,
oh, she said it.
She windy.
This is not working out the way I thought it was going to work out.
This
is not working out the way I thought it was going to work out, man. I thought I was going to be a king. This was supposed to be like a homecoming.
You can be a king. I'll allow it.
You'll allow it?
Yeah.
For today?
Mm-hmm.
What time are we going home, baby?
Damn.
Okay, so how many nationalities? And then we've got one late person because she's from Zambia. She's going to come through in a minute. So we've got Zambia, we've got Congo, we've got Burundi, we've got South Africa, we've got Nigeria, and we've got Zimbabwe. That's six. Okay, that's all right. I was looking at 10 because Palisa was going to holler at you and be like, yeah, I need 10 mics. No, for real though. I was going to be like, okay, so anyway, the first thing I wanted us to talk about was, what do you know about each and every one of the countries here? So I'm going to start because I need to diss y'all first.
Oh, God.
Nigeria, the accent, and anger. Management issues. Y'all are like Eminem when he was 24. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All the screaming and shouting. That's what I know about Nigeria. I'm just saying I'm ignorant, which is why we have the soul. Mm. So you got to educate us, but you know I'm kind of right. South Africa, the booty.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
And ANC.
Wow.
And I've lived here for a year. That's all I know. So that must say something about y'all people. Congo, Kadogos,
uh-huh.
Which is child soldiers.
Yes.
Loro Kabila.
Yes. Oh, God.
Burundi? I don't even know where Burundi at. Is it West or East Africa?
It's Central Africa, but towards the east.
Oh, snap. So war. Is it close to CAR, Central African Republic?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, snap.
But it doesn't border it.
It doesn't border it.
No.
Does everyone from Burundi speak like you, homie?
No.
I'm just asking, look.
How do I speak?
I don't know. They don't speak like that. I'm sure of that. They can't speak like that. There's no way. Okay, then, and you know, yes, that's another thing that I had to say about Nigeria that I forgot. What I forgot about Nigeria. Whenever you show up in numbers. Because now we've got four Nigerians in the building, you know what I mean? They're like, no, we'll cover the space of the ones we're supposed to keep, you know what I mean? So we got Elche, and then we've got my boy Destiny. And then we've got... You can come and say it into the mic, dude. It's all good. This is ungovernable. Everything is all good.
Oh, so just like Africa.
Goodness.
Yeah, just like Africa. You don't raise your hand. You just start to speak.
He's goodness.
Oh, he's goodness.
He's goodness.
You see what I said about your voice? Say that again.
He's goodness.
You see, that's exactly what I said. Okay, so we're going to move on. So, okay, you guys got to say what you know about the other countries. So you can start with Zim.
Oh.
Say something nice. This is my show.
Oh, God.
Zim straight Mugabe.
It's just, I mean, you make your country look a little bit bad, but...
Who?
Besides that, no, I'm joking.
Me?
Okay,
Bob. I actually gave you the eye. I'm like, what? I thought I'm one of the few that made it look nice.
No, you do. I'm joking.
I'm trying to change nationality, though.
Are you? To what?
Moroccan.
Are you ashamed?
Really?
No, I'm not ashamed.
Why is that? Tell us.
You can't call me out on my own show. This is the first day, homie. Golly. I want to change to Moroccan. I think, you know... There's oil.
Exotic.
I should have sorry.
I'm just saying though. Seriously though. Okay.
Okay. So I think high level of education.
Thank you very much.
As well as Bob Mugabe.
Okay.
Our beloved Bob Mugabe.
No longer. Sorry. I heard he fell over somewhere and he's in Singapore getting another transplant or some sort. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I think those maybe are two significant things. Also, like, incredible hustlers, very hard workers, exactly.
Poverty. You forgot the main one.
Bridge, et cetera. And not much unrest, which is very surprising for the way the country's been governed, but whatever.
Passive.
Very passive. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know why there's no unrest? Because our passport office works really well.
So passive.
We're like, hey, things ain't working out. Let me go get a passport. I'm out. We're like Nigerians. They're all over. They just have a higher population. That's it. Okay, Mali, you next. No, wait. No, she got to finish off.
Okay, let me do Nigerians.
South Africans and then Nigerians. Yeah.
South Africans. Okay. So I've got to be kind. South Africans.
Because she's your friend. Ain't nothing like that happening here.
Hey, I'm not in my country. Huh? I'm joking.
Wait, were you a part of the Nkandla project? Were you one of the architects on that? I'm just asking.
I'm not at liberty to say. No, I'm joking. I wasn't.
It's kind of like a yes. Okay.
No, I wasn't. I think, I guess very socially, politically.
You are about to be like, what are you trying to be PC right now?
PC, dog, just call us out.
Okay, racist as hell environment, country.
They don't like foreigners. They're not welcome to foreigners.
Yeah, they're not welcome to foreigners.
No, I don't understand.
What do you mean you're here? Not welcoming. Yeah, but
Welcoming. Like, even though I'm here, it doesn't mean it's welcoming just because there are foreign people here. So that
is. Do you genuinely feel unwelcome here?
Yeah, absolutely do. Definitely.
Oh,
without a doubt.
Hurt.
That's not even. I'm not even.
There's gonna be a whole lot of hurt on this show, homie.
No, but it's not personal, girl. Damn.
And I tried so hard.
And also the injustice and like sort of the difference between the very rich and the very poor is large. That's also quite distinct.
It's
I think about this country.
The Gini coefficient.
That thing. And with Nigeria, I think. Incredible hustlers, very, very well networked is the impression that I get, and immense pride for their culture.
Are you saying that because a lot of them, don't worry, you're safe.
Listen,
we got security
too
here.
Many.
There's too many.
Too much.
We need to take a picture and make sure everyone else sees it. Does anyone want to go live on Facebook? I'm going to go live for like 30 seconds and be like, y'all need to see what's going on, man.
I mean, I'm actually going to say that Nigerians are my favorite nationality on the continent.
You're going to say that on a Zimbabwean show?
I'm going to say it. I can't.
Pan-African show.
You're going to say that on a Moroccan show?
They're very
Is this how we do it? How do you do it? Oh, you got to press a button? That says go live. No, y'all can keep talking.
What are you doing?
It's counting down.
It's your turn.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Well, naturally, I know nothing.
Start with the Zimbabwean. Zimbabwean Moroccan.
Grace. They're all watching right now.
Grace, definitely Grace.
Grace as in we're gracious or Grace as in Grace Mugabe?
Grace Mugabe. She's got to be quite the godfather to be married to that guy. I'd love to meet her. And then white farmers.
Oh.
Or the lack thereof. Then do I have to say like for all two of yours?
Yeah.
That's horrible. I'm going to say the obvious but horrible thing about Burundi.
Go for it.
Right? I'm going to say genocide.
Yeah.
You actually know something about Burundi?
Hotel Rwanda, dog.
I watch movies.
Wasn't that Rwanda?
And Burundi.
For real?
Yeah. The Hutus and the Tutsis.
The country's only made up of Hutus, Tutsis, and Twas. And Twa makes 1% of the country. The rest is Hutus and Tutsis. So both
Rwanda and Burundi are made up of Hutus and Tutsis?
Yeah. Because remember, Rwanda and Burundi used to be one country when it was colonized. Thing.
Tutsis there and then like Hutus there. Like, I mean, that sounds easy.
Yeah, that's simple. Idea. Just suggest that.
You see, I should be president.
It's because of our borders. You see, it's because of borders.
Yeah.
But they're not much simpler.
Yeah, so that's what I know. And I know you've got a really interesting story, and I hope you'll tell it, maybe if you feel like it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Her dad has such a cool story.
Oh, for real? All our dads kind of have cool
stories. No, it's powerful.
I think my dads are made up. You know, trying to impress us.
No, but
like,
it's like,
you see this guy here.
It's like a movie.
I was in the jungle, then I was deaf. Then I kept the knife there, I took some herbs, and then I rubbed them. Then I walked for 80 kilometers to the nearest hospital. But it was a white man's hospital, so they wouldn't allow me. So I just decided to pull out the knife, and I kept like, come on.
And every Nigerian dad came first in high school as well.
Yeah.
Came first.
You know what I mean?
And
yeah.
Like, you all were in the same class.
How
watch yourselves out.
Okay, but for real though, it's like a movie story. It's really good.
Wait, don't avoid speaking about. Okay,
she caught me out, huh? Mm-hmm. You caught me out.
Yeah.
The Congo is also called the DRC. And a Francophone?
Yes.
And I don't want to bore you with all of the rest of the details. Nigeria, Nollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Mm. So good.
Okay, wait, hold up. What do you think about your own movies? Be honest.
Hey, man. Hey, bro, like, you can put me on that.
Cheating.
Hey, do you actually watch your own movies?
Because I'm going to go in.
I don't really do.
No, but yeah,
I
find them so entertaining.
The graphics, right? But yeah, you can tell that they're graphics, yeah, and he's jumping onto a stone, but then he misses the stone. But then he's kind of on it. I'm like, wait, hold up, what's going on?
Yeah, or like when they try to shoot through a windscreen and the windscreen doesn't break.
And then all the storylines are the same. Rich man, right? Marries woman. Woman goes witchcraft. Something happens. The mother doesn't like the woman.
It's amazing. Yeah. But you know what?
Dope ones now that comes up, ones that are like Genevieve and
they
have different stories now to give.
Do you want to talk?
I could kind of hear him. I could kind of. Okay, yeah, but you can move on to the mic. Okay, they can't hear you. So you got to move on to the mic, man.
But I really want you to. I'd really like you to talk about Nollywood and like send a shout out, because I think it's such a powerful part, not just of Nigeria, but of a continent. You know what I mean? It's so exemplary.
I mean, for it to be almost this big, I think after Hollywood, it's Nollywood and Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for it to be almost that big, then it's something happening.
Yeah, but you are like 500 million in the country.
Yeah, right? And that's something else as well. Because it's not like Bollywood is exactly really good, but it's up there as well.
They got a billion people. Like.
Yeah, but it tells stories. I mean, it tells stories. And people.
Like, give me a market of a billion people. I'll sell them something for 1 cent each. 1 cent. I'm done. Retire. It's a done deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Nollywood has that part as well, where a guy covered in white cloth is meant to be a ghost. And yeah,
brilliant.
It has that,
do you guys,
that part
okay,
as well.
But the thing is that I've always wondered about Nollywood movies, right? Do you guys laugh at it too? Or are you serious?
Wait, so why would you give me props if you're saying you laugh at it?
No, I think it's from an economic point of view, it's fantastic.
People actually get the drift. Like, people actually, like, I remember growing up watching Nollywood. Like, you never actually thought. You know, now looking back, you're like, why was I scared of that? Like, why was
that
I scared of that?
That stuff happened in your country.
Whoa.
You can't say?
Well, it's not like you can't say, but...
Call him out, brother. Call him out.
You know, even like you get like hip-hop right now, like Nigerian hip-hop, you get people trying to rap about stuff, and they're like, you know... It's not as if I'm offending the witchcraft, because there's that part of you that still believes that shit actually, that thing actually really happened.
No, don't worry. You can cut us right. We're still uncensored. Yeah.
Okay.
until the Roman Catholic Church starts to sponsor us. Yeah. Then ain't no more Nigerians on
That's
the show.
Awesome. I also just wanted to say that I think it's really impressive how, like, you guys get around, man. Mm. Like, you be in Bangladesh and you are guaranteed.
Colombia, homie. You know, in Colombia. I always say, like, you could be in Colombia, you'll find a Nigerian there living it up. Fucking bottles of Hennessy.
can you explain that? Because it's such an interesting phenomenon.
Wait, hold up. One thing about Nollywood that I want to say, you know, you might want to look at the quality of the movies and be like, I don't really like it. But that's an industry.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The fact that that movies are actually being produced at that rate.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what spurs growth, right?
Mm.
You start from the bottom until you get to the top.
And it's
sooner
authentic.
Or later, it's going to start. I mean, you used to have John Wayne movies back in the 1960s.
Mm.
And you watch them now, and you're like, Jesus, what was I doing?
Yeah.
Like, think of the first James Bond movie. You're like,
Yeah.
I mean, they all started there. I mean, it's very impressive. Nigerians are entrepreneurs. They're aspiring. They aspire
and they're
to better
proud
things.
Of who they are, which I will say as a South African is something that we lack a lot. You know what I mean?
If I was you and I was on the show, I would have said I'm from Ojulegba. If I was Nigerian, I would have lied. I would have been like, yo, shout out to my cousin, Wizkid. Ain't nobody can see you right now. Hey, ain't nobody can see you. How are they going to know?
I think you should do
and that. Then you could have just given me 1,000 rand. Right? Give me 1,000 rand.
Be in some EP.
And then be like, hey, yeah, yeah. yeah. So we got coming out soon. We got WizKid's cousin on the show. We gonna be in the club tonight. It's a Friday.
Nah,
popping bottles. You should have gotten away with this. I don't know about your hustling skills, though.
But we like to keep it real as well. Like, I mean, WizKid stays keeping it real. So like, shout out to him. But I mean,
he making
you
that
gotta
money.
Do your own thing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then thing you were saying about like Nigerians actually moving around, I think it's survival, right? Like Nigerians would do. I remember like I had a story about like the Rwandan genocide as well.
Yeah.
Like everybody was trying to get outside of like the killing zones and what, but the thing is the economic situation got so bad. Like you would buy say a bag of rice somewhere in Nigeria. Nigerians were going in and selling food to like the military guys there. You get what I mean? So it's like,
wait.
They're killing people.
Were
they, yeah, they were going into like the queue zone.
These people were
to sell
to get
food
out.
Because
oh, man, that is so
you
impressive.
Could make like 1,000% profit on food. Like see, they were taking food deals.
Nah, where is
that
that
is the ultimate hustle.
So
I'm
good.
Sorry.
That's really
we need to find a place. That's at war right now. We need to make a plan.
Yeah, we're missing out.
I've never thought of that.
You might as well actually just take residence in Congo. Been in war.
I wouldn't be surprised if there are like Nigerians like gang on gang in Congo. Like I've been to a lot of countries and you know Nigerians don't even have Nigerians in that country. They have a Nigerian community. Like you have people that knows people that does everything.
But you know when you realize how messed up Zim is? There are very few Nigerians. You're not Nigerian.
But there are Nigerians.
There are a few.
You got rejected
by Nigerians. But you don't have a community, man. Like, you're in the club and you're expecting to see a couple of bottles of Hennessy. And it's just Castle Light. I'm like, wait, hold on. What's going on?
But there are Nigerians.
That's when you know your country is bad. Hey, Robert, shout out to you, my nigga.
I remember an uncle of mine used to stunt on us back in Nigeria with Zimbabwean dollars. Like I mean, like that guy would come back to Lagos with like Zimbabwean dollars. I mean, he's a big man, if you get what I mean. So there are Nigerians there, I'm sure.
I mean, that was back in the day, you know. Yeah, you know, mid-90s, late-90s, it started going down. But I mean, there's a time when Zim was crazy. Like, I remember there's a time when our dollar was 1:3 with the US dollar.
Yeah.
Wow. It was crazy, yeah, yeah. Hmm. But then also Zimbabwe has major restrictions on getting into the country.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there's this one time. I think it was the UNFPA. They said something. They said something about Mugabe's legitimacy. Now, being the UN, you can't comment on matters to do with politics.
Right.
Excuse me. It's a humanitarian.
It's neutral.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So they don't comment on matters to do with politics unless people are being killed or blah, 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 blah. Then they're like, hey, something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Then they commented on the legitimacy. So I was actually coming from here.
That's
coming
crazy.
From SA. I'm at the airport. Three white dudes coming in, you know, UN passports, you know, the blue passport, acting all khaki, you know what I mean? And they, you know, and you know, they wear the khaki pants, all, you know, what's it called? Looking like they're coming from a country club, the khaki pants and the blue shirt
and the flip flops.
And then it's folded, right? No, and then they've got the loafers.
Oh, loafers.
Loafers,
right.
Yeah. And then they're walking there with their bags and stuff, you know, waving like, where is the diplomatic? Hey, not in Mugabe, Zimbabwe. The boys were manhandled and they were put on the next plane back. That's why I respect that dude. I mean, one thing about Zim, we don't take shit from nobody. I don't ever cuss on the show, but I'll say it this time. We don't take shit from nobody. It doesn't matter where you're from, Chinese, Indian, white, whatever. Like,
can I
when we look at you, we feel like we're equal. So I have a lot of issues with white people here in South Africa.
A question.
Where they look at me and someone, I'm like, huh?
Can I ask you a question?
Hey, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm assuming then that you think, so a lot of people make the argument from Mugabe that he's like the beacon of decolonization?
Nah. No, he's not. No, he's not.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Because he was able to, like, completely purge his country.
He didn't do it alone. He is, like, he was a leader, right? But then, as a people, I think our education and our travels as well have led us to just being like, no, we're equal. Because I've seen some very, very poor white people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm passing by in a BMW, I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. Right? You know what I mean? So for me, it's not a surprise, but I find some of my friends are like, oh my God, a poor white person. Like, I've seen a lot of them. There are a lot of poor white people. There are a lot of underprivileged white people. So that's when you realize that there's nothing different about, I've seen the worst places in New York, the Bronx, Marcy projects. Like, then you realize, hey, snap, I'd rather be in a ghetto in Zimbabwe than over there.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So it's crazy. But anyway, we're going to continue this conversation after the break. Palisa, do your thing, homie. Sure, it's called No Borders.
The black oasis, ancient Africa, the sacred awaken, the sleeping giant, science, art is your creation. I dreamt that we could visit old Kemet. Your history is too complex and rigid for some Western critics. They want the whole subject diminished, but Africa's the origin of all the world's religions. We praise bridges that carried us over the battlefronts of Sudanic soldiers, the task put before us. You hear me out?
Distant relatives. You see, that's the whole premise. That song speaks to the whole premise of this show, No Borders. We all come from one place, man, Africa. I don't know, like Mbali agreed with me. I don't know about the Chinese.
off the record, man. Off the record.
Hey, come on, man. I'm sorry. The Chinese, I think they came on a pod from Mars or something. They're different in every way. But yeah, man, we're all distant relatives. We all come from Africa. That's the birthplace of everything. And I remember a part of the song. Really? Are you playing me right now? Why am I like
Snapchat? Sorry.
The suit snapping. He's snapping. Yeah, and there's a part when he says like all the religions, everything started here. And right now we've been having issues in Africa, guys, in terms of religion. Mm. Have you been seeing what's going on in the world? Like this dude in Zim, blessed cucumbers.
Oh, what?
Say what?
And then sold them for $5.
I saw that.
I'm telling you, I might have him on the show, so I can't
tell the full story. Tell the full story, though.
What's the full story?
Because he said also like the length and the shape and things will also determine how blessed they are in their marriage in the bedroom.
Oh, wait. So he was sending them to dudes?
Oh, he obviously took it there.
No, to women. And then he'd pray over it, but then apparently that would be a reflection of their love life.
Wow.
Of how blessed they would be.
$5 for a cucumber. Cucumber ain't nothing but 25 cents. This dude sold for $5, and he's probably got a congregation of about 2,000-3,000 people. Brother made close to, 50,000.
You've got to respect the hustle, though. That's incredible.
What do you mean respect the hustle?
That's not incredible.
My baby is supplying
cucumbers. That's terrible.
No, is that where we draw the line?
That's not my dad's business.
Is that so immoral?
Is that where we draw the line? Okay. I wasn't aware there was a line. Sorry.
Hey, but and then Tiger Brands made so much money off of Doom.
Because
Tiger Brands back, I work for the King James Group, and Tiger Brands is one of our clients. Mm. And they're like, yeah, after that, you guys haven't done any kind of advertising for us. That pastor down in Limpopo, he did our advertising for us. He sprayed someone with Doom and said, he said they ran out of Doom in most bars and every other store.
No, do you think they bought it because they believed it or really just to make
it was
joke?
Just trolling.
No. People bought Doom.
Do you think some bought it because they believe that it's got some sort of power?
Like,
that is the power of religion, and that's why it should be an economic strategy of anything.
Hell no.
What is wrong with you? I say a whole lot of bad things, but
it only makes sense as an economic strategy.
Rethinking our relationship.
Why aren't we dating, by the way? What's going on? Are you afraid I might call you out on the show and say, maybe, no? You afraid? I think we would get along. Either would clash or would really get along.
No, because you get it, right? If religion's going to be anything at all, it may as well be profitable.
I think if it's going to be profitable, then they should pay tax.
Yeah,
but they
do.
No, they don't.
Then they should plow it back.
Religious institutions fall under not non-profit.
I think charity.
It is charity. Charity and non-profit the same thing?
Like. No, non-profit can be non-governmental.
Yeah. Okay.
So then there's another one. The one that's charity, not. I wish my brother was here. But anyway, there's one that's specifically for example, a non-governmental organization can't go and take used clothes and then bring them and give them away.
Yeah.
But churches and the other type of non-profits, I forgot the actual phrase for them.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, they're called CVOs.
CBOs.
No, voluntary something.
Like community-based organizations?
Yeah, CBOs.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. We've got another name for them. But anyway, you get the gist, right? Yeah,
gist.
Okay.
So yeah, guys, as we're talking about, no borders and stuff, I realized, and I was thinking about this, first of all, I wanted to open up because I wanted a lot of, publicity because, I like things. So in all honesty, none of you were supposed to be on the show. I really didn't give up. The person I wanted was Fikile.
Fuck you.
Fikile Mbalula was supposed to be on the show, but then he canceled last minute. Because, ANC 105 is on Sunday. Mm. I was like, I am going to capitalize on this.
Why did you want that nigga?
Because of ANC 105. What's been trending on Twitter for the past couple of weeks? ANC 105. So I was going to have him on the show. If he's listening right now, well, thank you very much for not helping us. Then, of course, it was going to be hashtag no borders, hashtag ANC, one of our...
You treat your guests really well.
What do you mean?
I'm being sarcastic.
First of all, you guys aren't guests. You're my homies.
No, but he's honest. You've got to respect an honest man.
You know, like, I'm sorry.
I respect it.
But thank you for pulling
Stop
through, guys.
Flirting on air, guys. The guy's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Wow.
An honest jerk.
She got my back. She got my back.
Get a room.
But no, so... I was thinking to myself last time, I'm like, wait, so what the hell are we going to talk about? And I'm like, okay, the production is dope because I know Palis is on point. But after that, and then we're going to be debuting on the debut of No Borders. We're going to be debuting one of the sickest songs to come out of Zim this year. Hasn't been played on any other station by a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine called Silent. But we'll get into that in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Is that the... No.
Silent, the guitarist.
Right.
This dude was in the States. He was... This dude on a guitar. He actually calls himself... Guitar Sangoma.
That's amazing. I thought it was I thought it was a This Flag song, but that already dropped, right?
No. That already dropped. Okay. We dropped it on our former show.
Oh, you dropped it.
So are you dropped it on our former show. Like, I'm just saying.
So are you just going to play Zimbabwean songs still, or are you going to broaden?
No, we just played Nas. And Damien Marley. And then we played Akon. And Senegal. I hope. No, okay. Damien Marley, Jamaica. They all came from Africa. We're distant relatives. Come on. Do you want me to sing the song again? And then we played Akon. Akon is in Senegal right now.
I get it.
Lighting up the whole of West Africa. Okay.
I get it. Thank you.
Is he in Burundi trying to light things up? No, but I was actually genuinely thinking what to talk about. And I knew who my guests were. And I'm thinking, okay, what do I know about those countries? And I was trying not to Google. Like, we genuinely don't know things about each other's countries.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's... Okay. Mbali, name the president of Nigeria.
Hey.
It used to be...
Oh, snap. That was good. She's like, hey.
It used to be...
Wow. Right. Tuba. Wow.
Give the worst
I do not give the worst
you
directions.
Do.
My directions
That's
are... Okay. No. We need Tuba. Can we pull up a chair and can we get a mic for Tuba?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention since Good Luck, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you only know Good Luck because his name was that easy. Good Luck Jonathan. Everybody knows Good Luck Jonathan.
Because
Who was
of his
before
hats
Good Luck?
As well.
Who
yeah,
was before
swag.
Good Luck?
He was like a hustler. I have no idea.
You see?
Mm.
And then Tools. Who's the president of Namibia? That's close.
Come on. I don't know. I promise you, I don't know.
You see, that's what
Terrible.
I'm saying. President of Swaziland.
They have a king, don't they?
Hey! Come on, hit us. Who's the king? You got to know him because I actually know him. That was a bad one.
King Dulatini?
No.
Never mind, sorry. I just realized.
No, that's
I take it back.
Guys, are you serious?
Okay.
Do you see how much
just,
about Africa that we don't know?
I just throwing a spat in the works. I knew that.
King Mswati. It's King Mswati, right?
I it just said that.
Yeah, it is. I think
King
it is.
Mswati,
yeah. Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you from Swaziland?
No, I'm not.
No.
Who's wrong? Hi.
What's up, homie? This is my non-drinking partner.
Yes, hi.
She doesn't drink, but we always drink together.
How does that make any sense? How does that work?
She doesn't drink, but then whenever I'm drinking, she's around.
So
you like drunk
like
people,
that.
But you don't
know,
like to drink.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Right?
Can you stop throwing subliminals in innuendos and say something else? That's a big word.
Just
like
said, fascinating.
Say another big word. We need to impress these people. They're listening for the first time. It's No Borders.
You literally just need distraction from looking into deep eyes, huh?
Oh.
That's actually just, that's it, isn't
that's
it?
That's why I understand.
Man.
It's okay.
It's getting naughty.
I thought I was going to be getting some after this show dropped. You just caught blood for the whole year. We need to change shows
pleasure.
Next week.
I got you back.
So yeah, so we got Tuba. Tuba finally brought a Zambian essence to this show.
I did.
Can you introduce yourself in your best Zambian accent?
Now I'm on the spot. Okay. My name's Tuba. I'm from Zambia. I'm from Kitwe. I've been here for 7 years. That's a typical Zambian accent.
No.
That is a typical. I kid you not.
Everyone's like Jack Horace.
Nah.
You
that
failed.
Is how we talk.
You failed.
Well, I'm sorry. We bougie like that.
Rally. Okay.
All of you. The whole country.
The whole country. Seriously.
Ayo, say something hot to Tuba. In your best pigeon.
Oh, but pigeon is easy. Even I have a pigeon accent.
Okay, do it then. Let's hear it.
So what's your pigeon accent?
I get pigeon accent.
Hey!
I speak on well.
Oh, yeah.
I did try.
Yeah.
You did try small, you know?
I love pigeon.
Yeah,
right.
Pigeon's beautiful.
It is. Is it called like pigeon the bird?
No,
P-I-D-G-I-N.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know why you're asking these questions on air.
Yeah, I know, right?
Talisa, let's take the shots fired real quick. Shots fired. I need to fire.
I obviously knew that.
Shots fired.
And
then I'm feeling special, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is my moment, me and Kamu. Kamu, we did it, homie. Expect Kamu next week on the show, man. But anyway, can we just have 2 seconds of my theme music?
I was waiting for that pigeon.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Guys, you can't speak. It's the theme music.
That's so distracted.
I know.
You know what? We don't even need the show. Y'all can leave. It can just be me and my music. You know what I mean? Like, we're good.
You were so into that. Weird.
So, yeah. Tuba, tell us a bit about Zambia.
We own the Victoria Falls.
Okay. Shots fired.
Wait.
Yeah, shots fired.
Are you sure?
She's bougie. And she owns them land and shit.
Have you ever heard of anyone flying to Zambia to go to the Victoria?
They just don't know it.
So how do you own them?
The bigger, beautiful part is in Zambia. You know what? We've won this discussion. We've had it. We have!
Man, I think we need to have it on air.
Shots fired.
No, but look, shots fired. This is ridiculous.
The bigger part. The bigger part is in Zambia. The most beautiful part, the most scenic part of the Victoria Falls is in Zambia.
So why doesn't anyone go there?
They do. They just don't know it.
To be perfectly frank, I think ownership is about notoriety.
Yeah.
Largely. And if you had to ask me on a random day where the Vic, I would give it to them.
Thank you very much. That's the only thing we have.
They have a famous president.
Let them have it.
That's it. You guys have a famous president. That's why everybody thinks, who's in the way?
Who is your president right now? Wait, can anyone name the Zambian president?
He's just a few.
No. We tried a lot of presidents. And like I said, just to be serious for like 2 seconds, because we're going to have a lot of serious shows in the future. Not today. Today's my homecoming as the king.
Homecoming.
Like, there's a lot about our African nations that we don't know.
True.
Like, guys, do you realize we've never been to the pyramids? I think that needs to be our next destination. Like, how have you not been to the pyramids? Like, we watch in every movie from Aladdin to the Moses movies and stuff.
It's so strange because I don't actually feel like Egypt is on the continent.
I feel like that as well sometimes.
Middle Eastern.
Egypt is on the continent. Egyptians are not on the continent.
Ha ha.
I'm just saying though, they're Arabs and but something like that.
I think where Egypt is concerned, it's got a lot to do
so
with
where would
their
you,
attitude.
So where would you cut off Africa?
No, I don't know if it's their attitude.
I don't know. I've met a lot of Egyptians who don't identify as African.
We don't really need them to identify as Africans. Like, we just want the pyramids. Like, that's about it. Like, name anything else.
We'll take your pyramids. Yeah. We can go.
Name anything else in Egypt that you would want. Sand?
Meh.
Camel?
Meh.
Hieroglyphics. I love hieroglyphics.
They're in the pyramids.
Okay, yeah. So we can
keep them. Yeah, we keep the pyramids.
We just want the and the Sphinx.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's all we want. That's all I know about Egypt, and they had the Arab Spring.
They're beautiful people, and it just diversifies the different kinds of people that we have on our continent. I think they're a beautiful addition. Well, not really addition. They've always been a part of it.
Addition? Oh, my goodness.
Whatever.
No. Addition. No, you said it. No,
semantic.
You said it, homie.
Semantic. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Okay, name one thing you know about Africa that you think everyone else here doesn't know. I'm just trying to bring out how much of Africa we don't know about. How long is the Nile River? Where's the Nile River? That's another one. Where's the Nile River?
Egypt.
It's not in one country.
Yeah,
it's in North Africa.
You win. It's in North Africa.
Yeah.
Okay, anything? Like, I mean,
I think it goes through Sudan.
Nah.
I don't know.
Isn't it? Where is Timbuktu?
Senegal? No? Timbuktu. Mali?
And that's another thing. Southern Africans are the worst.
Isn't it in East Africa?
Southern Africans are the worst. We don't care. The minute we go north,
we're like, meh.
Whatever. The minute we get to the Central African Angola.
Angola.
They're difficult. They fit into SADC. And when they come,
it's amazing,
like,
though, because the more south you go, the more south you go, the worse it is. I feel like it peaks in Cape Town.
Yeah, South Africa is the worst.
Peaks in Cape Town.
Definitely peaks.
I've had South Africa. South Africa is the worst. So do you guys have skyscrapers in Zimbabwe?
I was asked if we had cell phones in Zambia. I know.
And then I was leaving South Africa one time, and then this person I knew was like, don't go like that. But she's like, yo, so how do I communicate with you? Do they have WhatsApp in Zimbabwe?
Okay, no. But to be fair, like a place like Burundi, only 2% of the country has bank accounts. So in some instances, it is true. Like there is a bit of primitivity.
With bank accounts, I can understand because there's so many other technologies that exist now. For example, in Zim and in Kenya, even in South Africa, just having money on your phone.
Yeah.
Because you've got people in the village who like can't go and withdraw money in a bank. Like you got to come all the way from the village, get to a bank. The money you spent to go to the city is the money that you want to withdraw. Then you got to go back. Mm. So it just makes sense to have money on your phone. So they call it imali, I think.
Oh yeah.
In South Africa, and even in, what do they call it in Kenya? But they call it something in Kenya, M-Pesa, exactly. Yeah. Then in Zim, it's just called Eco Cash.
Oh, I know Eco Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
and it's actually progressing. You know what? It's actually killing the banking systems because now EcoCash has a MasterCard. So you put money onto your phone, but then it also reflects on your MasterCard. So when you travel, you can use your money.
That's very cool.
You know what I mean? So I mean.
So who needs a bank account?
There we go. I'm just saying, like, there's so much that on the continent that we've adapted. Instead of adopting, we should adapt to our own situation. Say, okay, this doesn't work for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no standard bank in Eshowe. Like, so what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, African people are dope like that sometimes, even though you don't know each other's presidents. I guess they don't matter. They don't matter. Like, I mean, the only presidents who do matter are Zuma because he can dance.
that
one. Bob because he's the oldest and probably he used to be the most well-spoken. Good luck, Jonathan had a nice name.
What do you think of Kagame?
You know what's bad?
Is He's very well dressed.
I've got.
I love his outfits.
I recently made a friend from Rwanda. She's hot. She's dying. But she told me that he's not exactly the person we think he is.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I don't know. You see, that's the thing.
Are you mincing your words right now? Are you afraid?
I'm not afraid. I believe what I've seen, and I've done a bit of research, so I don't want to believe someone who's way not, it's not about age, but who I think is of a lesser academic, but then she's lived there. I mean, the whole, but it's the same thing with Bob, I guess. Like, everyone loved Bob at one point in time, and it only took us a certain amount of time to realize that, because Kagame did win the, what was it, they had a referendum for him to go a third time, and he won, and he's going to go for a third time, he's going to run for a third time. So, I mean, and those are the recipe. That's the recipe to, you know, creating a dictator.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you see, they have Africans. Hey, we're smart. At the same time, it makes sense. That country came from war.
Yeah.
For you to give one president two terms, it's not enough to bring that country out of that kind of turmoil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing with in the States. Who was this? FDR. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
You know, he stood for 3.5 terms until he died.
Yeah.
That's when, because in the States, having a two-term policy was an unwritten rule.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the Constitution. They just kind of said, okay, it's okay, my second term, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Then after FDR, they're like, let's get this in the Constitution because things go. But it was 1945. It was during the Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for you to be changing presidents and then you're at war with Japan, like, oh, and then you're what, electing a president, like, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for some situations, which is why I said, as Africans, it's not just about adopting other, you know, systems. It's about adapting to, you know, what we're working with here.
How long has De Santos been in Angola?
Oh, snap. Yeah, and his daughter's
Is she married? He runs a family business, that guy.
Yeah.
And I feel
the
like
country is a family business.
The country is a family business. I was waiting to see where you're going with that.
Okay, snap, guys. So we got to wrap up. I'm sorry. You see how time flies when you're having fun?
No, it does. And I missed everything.
Okay, yeah. So you can say thank you and bow.
Yeah, you can say everything for the next a
couple of minutes. Thanks for having me.
Shout out to Tessa.
Yes, yeah, she couldn't make it.
She's
probably
not even listening.
She is. I made sure she's listening.
Oh, she's
you
listening.
Better be listening, Tessa.
I know, but we got the podcast. So, you know, if anyone's not listening, we're going to share the podcast. The whole world should share the podcast on their Facebook walls and Twitters. And can you share things on Snapchat?
No.
You can't?
No.
How do you snap?
It probably lasts for 24 hours even. So.
Oh, snap.
It's not a sustainable way to
share. How does that thing work?
I don't snap. Shame on all of you.
I don't snap, man. I actually don't snap.
It's only the youth.
Like, what's the point of it?
It's only the youth. Oh, my God, Tuba.
Right? No, I'm the youth. I think so.
But
I
you are the youth. No, but Mali is youth as well.
No, we all are. We just
children.
We're prejudiced against Snapchat.
I seriously want to know, like, the point of it.
Okay, basically, the Snap is like Instagram only. It's there for 24 hours.
Privacy.
So basically, like you can wild out and
and
nobody
never see
can
it again.
Save
well,
it.
They will see it.
Yeah, they would say it, but it's just like they
so
just
so it's all about
it.
Hiding the fact
so
that
you literally just
do
like the most like
a weird way to
find out. You can just go on Instagram and delete stuff.
No, but people can save the things.
But people can save when you can even screen grab. Like you can screen grab like Instagram, what. But you can't do that with like Snapchat.
No, you can screenshot it, but it'll tell the person this person just.
Or you can just screenshot, but then you can make.
Yeah, you young people.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm turning 31 next week. Let's not talk about
that.
For real.
Yeah.
I look good for a 31-year-old, don't I? I'm happy about being 31.
No, you look 34. Stop flirting. No, you look 34-ish.
I'm joking.
Okay. Hey, man. This is the premiere of the show No Borders, formerly Zim Conversations. Now you just got to know it as No Borders, expanding into the rest of Africa. Thank you to Ayo from Nigeria. Thank you to Tuba from Zambia. Thank you to Mbali from South Africa. Thank you to Tuliza from both Burundi and Congo. Your mixture is ridiculous, homie.
It is.
It's beautiful.
And then if you marry like a Ghanaian.
Right.
Man, that's like extra West African in you. And on the premiere of No Borders, we're going to premiere Be My Girl. A song by the Guitar Sangoma Silent featuring Young DLC. Yes, Africa. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, no. Listen to us tomorrow, next week on Friday at the same time, 1 p.m. CliffCentral.com.